SyndicatedNews.net's military historian and political commentator, Richard S. Lowry, is embedded aboard the USS Bataan with 2nd Battalion, 2nd Marines on their deployment with the 22nd Marine Expeditionary Unit. As a member of management and a senior editor at SyndicatedNews.net, I will serve as Mr. Lowry's voice. The USS Bataan, along with the USS Mesa Verde and the USS Whidbey Island, present an amphibious-ready group. Lowry is embedded aboard the USS Bataan. The Bataan has the appearance of a small aircraft carrier, when in actuality it is an amphibious assault warship. On board are approximately 800 Marines, 22 to 2300 total aboard all three ships. They carry 26 aircraft, mostly helicopters, and a 600-bed hospital. Lowry is conducting his initial research to tell the Marines' expeditionary story in a forthcoming book, and will also be writing periodic posts to syndicatednews.net so that our listeners can make the journey with these dedicated men and women as they deploy in these troubled times. This last week has reaffirmed his admiration for the sailors and Marines who leave their lives behind to sail the seas in the service of their nation. He is traveling with the Bataan Amphibious Ready Group, ARG, carrying the 22nd Marine Expeditionary Unit, MEU. The blue-green team is known as the ARGMU. They spent several days loading personnel, equipment, vehicles, and aircraft. The sailors and Marines wasted no time in getting down to business. Everyone is planning and preparing as we are sailing off into history. The ARGMU stands ready to provide humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, or to conduct combat missions. The ARGMU is ready to extend a helping hand or bring down an iron fist. In the words of Lieutenant Colonel Gordon Miller, together, as a team, we are stronger than anyone. He says he knows of no better way to protect American diplomacy and power around the world. 22nd MEU stands ready for any mission. It is amazing to see all the weapons systems and equipment in top-notch condition. The Navy and Marine Corps are spending your money wisely, but the amphibious Navy Marine team needs more, not less. The commercial internet connection that the Marines and sailors use to communicate with their loved ones is a decade old and brutally slow. Yet, the Marines and sailors, the ships and aircraft, and all the critical equipment are prepared for whatever may come their way. These young men and women will soon stand ready as America's next 911 force in the Mediterranean Sea.